Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting second. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Ivey. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Walkenfuss. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy takes first base on ball four. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field. Miller picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Miller. Jones moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson bunts towards the mound. Hurst fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jones moves to third. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Jones scores. Gibson moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Herndon moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is hit by the pitch. Herndon moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Herndon tags and scores. Parrish tags and moves to third. One out. It's 3-0, Tigers. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Ivey moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones moves to third. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ivey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Tigers. Bob O'Hayden now pitching. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Trammell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ojeda fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-0, Tigers. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Jones reaches second base with a double. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson strikes out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joaquin Fuss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Ivey is called out on strikes. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Joaquin Fuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wade Boggs now playing first base. Ed Jurek now playing third base. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jurek fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Remy takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. Remy moves to second. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-2, Tigers. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurek hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Julio Valdez now playing shortstop. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Herndon reaches second base with a double. Gibson moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Gibson scores. Herndon scores. It's 11-2, Tigers. Luis Aponte now pitching. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Ivey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. It's 12-2, Tigers. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aponte fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 3 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Leach now playing first base. Bill Fahey now catching. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 2 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Valdez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gedman moves to second. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Gettman moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Reed Nichols now playing left field. Roger LaFrancois now catching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jurek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Jones now playing left field. Chet Lemon now playing right field. Dave Tobik now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans strikes out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-3, Tigers. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Gibson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach takes first base on ball 4. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Ivey strikes out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pat Underwood now pitching. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurek is 0-for-1 in the game. Jurek hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger LaFrançois is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFrançois hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. LaFrançois reaches second base with a double. Julio Valdez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valdez strikes out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 12, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.